You know, for many Cardinals rookies, their welcome to the NFL moment has been Adrian Wilson. Their eyes pop, their jaws drop at just the sight of the five-time Pro Bowl safety. It's enough to tell the rookies, okay, if he's playing safety, then I guess I am in the NFL. Drafted in 2001, we're still learning more about the longest-tenured Cardinal. In fact, over the years, we followed A-Dub from the locker room to the stadium to his business in Scottsdale to Pro Bowls in Honolulu and now his hometown.
The personalities of the Cardinals in sharp focus from a unique perspective. Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals.
What a hit! Oh my goodness, Adrian Wilson literally taking the helmet off of Jed Weaver.
Adrian Wilson is a model of consistency. The 12-year veteran has sustained success through a long NFL career with bone-rattling hits, passionate leadership, and intimidation. Playing over a decade in the NFL wasn't Wilson's lone goal. He has a deep-rooted desire to lead the game as one of the best to ever play.
And it's picked off by Adrian Wilson!
Wilson's character was molded in High Point, North Carolina, smack dab in the middle of tobacco country.
I was a bona fide basketball player. I mean, I was skinny. I mean, I didn't lift no weights. So I used to walk around with basketballs in my hand in high school and everything.
We used to come out in the weight room and just,
like we dunking
all the time.
I didn't start playing football until my junior year of high school anyway. So,
really?
You know, it was a shock to me to even go out there because I didn't like all the physicality. You know, I didn't like getting hit.
Though achieving All-American status in basketball, football would end up being his ticket out of High Point, away from the demons that descend upon a small town fallen on hard times.
Every time I go back there, I think about that. You know, I think about how many people that I played with that were actually better than me, that didn't get an opportunity to go to college or opportunity to do anything. You know, I'm very blessed and I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at now. You know, I work very hard though. I think that's the one thing that kind of separated me from everybody else is I wanted to make sure that, you know, when it was all said and done, that I did all I could to make it where I'm at now and to take care of my family and to make sure that I'm taken care of for the rest of my life as well.
While in college at North Carolina State, Wilson developed another interest, fashion. Specifically, fashion inspired by hip-hop and counterculture trends.
I started to see how different I was than other people in college. I didn't dress like everybody else. Everybody just kind of picked on me because I wouldn't match. I would just wear stuff and it would look cool to me, but everybody else, it was weird.
In 2007, A-Dub turned the passion into a business, opening High Point in Scottsdale.
Obviously, High Point is where I'm from. At first, I wanted to kind of dedicate what I do to where I'm from, because obviously a lot of people don't come from where I'm from and succeed. So I wanted to kind of dedicate something back to them. And at the same time, I wanted to have something of my own and have it be like the highest point of my, you know, career and my life, is to be able to own my own business.
Now entering the twilight of his career, A-Dub isn't satisfied with the status quo. His relentless passion to be one of the best still drives him.
You know, once you probably get over 10, 11 years in the league, you kind of worry about what type of mark did you leave for the younger guys? You know, how did you help them improve?
He been disciplined.
What type of mark did you leave on the team? And I think about that every time I go into the facility.
With appreciation of team history and a nod to those who came before him, Wilson hopes to one day be mentioned with them.
You look at Larry Wilson, you look at Roger Welly, you look at Aeneas Williams. Those are really the three names that come to mind when you talk about Cardinal DBs, possibly three Hall of Famers, you know, in that group alone. I want to continue to play at a high level and try to put myself up there with those guys. I want to surpass all of them, to be quite honest with you.